Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can I just be interested in who you are without an ulterior motive?
Because you know you're annoying me.
What is it? Is it tall musicians with tattoos?
You're so annoying.
Is it or is it not?
You're embarrassing me.
She walks off.
I'm sweating.
Take a lap. She'll be back. She does this sometime. 178. 179. 180. 181.
What's going on?
182. Sorry, I had to do my blinking ritual for the day. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 196 of Dropouts. This day we have Tara Yummy's boyfriend.
No.
Landon Barker.
No.
What do you want me to do?
That's not the correct start.
Do you not play his girlfriend in a recent music video?
I play his ex-girlfriend.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Oh,
that's
no.
More accurate.
What is
theoretical
it?
Theoretical ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, theoretical. But in real life.
No.
Exactly. We're not going to get into it because that's not what we want to get into. We want to get into music and bands and beating it up like a drum, just like your father on that little girl over there. Kidding. Kidding.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I literally warned Landon before coming on this podcast.
It is nice to have you here. You have a style that rivals a Harry, I might say.
And what? What does that mean?
Harry Styles. I'm just trying to give him a compliment.
Got it.
I see what you did.
I'm trying to give you a unique compliment because I know with Tara, I know you probably have conversations that are a little just like, oh, let's touch each other. And you guys never get to know each other emotionally.
What are you talking about?
Can I just speak? We're having guy talk right now. Two guys just hanging out.
Once again, I'm going to look straight at the camera when I say that. Which one?
All right, look straight in the camera when you say this.
Never believe
it. Hit some intro music.
Never believe a word Zach says.
Tara is a really good person.
Believe that one.
Oh, I forgot to mention we have a live show in New York. Is it? May 15th.
May 15th.
And then we're going to Boston when?
We're going to Connecticut.
Connecticut
next.
When?
May.
To New York after.
Hold on. May 18th.
Wait, no.
What?
No, you told me that.
No.
Dude, I gave you the dates. I sent you 30,000 texts of the dates.
No.
Yes, I did. It's in your texts.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
May 15th, New York City. May 18th, New Haven, Connecticut. And
May 19th,
Boston. Tickets in the description. They said if we sell out that we'll do more, apparently. But I doubt we will because no one cares about us. But link in the description. We'll see if you guys actually want to come see us live. And if you do come see us live, you can kiss Jared on the mouth with your tongue.
He's going to have an Elvis moment.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Connecticut?
No, I'd love to go with you sometime alone. when do you want to go?
Whenever you want to go.
Oh, my God. So it leaked, obviously.
What did?
Huh?
What leaked?
It leaked.
What leaked?
I thought you're an open book. You don't care if we talk about.
Wait, what leaked?
Subscribe to the Patreon. The Patreon has leaked down below. If you want to subscribe. What?
What are you talking about?
It was just a ploy for the Patreon.
I got to plug the Patreon. You know, I do it in a creative way every time. And it always makes them a little bit uncomfortable. Hold on one second, sir. If you guys want to watch our drunk episodes, Tara gets on there and gets blitzed. And sometimes she'll throw some chest out. That's all I got to say.
That's all we're saying.
The testicles.
People call her a pirate because of how much treasure she has on that chest.
That's all I
got to say. Don't say thank you to me. Say thank you to the people that said it. Okay.
Thank you, Patreon.
And here's a little drunk clip. Salud.
I feel like he doesn't know what that means and just said it because like.
God bless.
He thinks that's what people say.
Oh my God.
It means like cheers.
No, it means God bless. All right, Tara, I'm gonna give this to you, and you've got to promise that you'll be so. You got to promise that you'll be the best with it. I'm gonna give it to you.
Oh my God, this is amazing!
I told you it's the best thing I've ever held. Do you mind if we do it together?
Oh,
that's nice. Alyssa, look at me. I don't know where the hell I'm at.
I think
you can't be mad at me. I don't know where
this
is going on.
No, you're not even in the shot right now.
Check the shot.
Should we go out now?
I just checked it. You're not in it.
Where am I?
We gotta.
You're so far below it. You gotta sit up.
No, we're not an hour.
Don't make me.
Zach turns into a little hoe when he gets some alcohol in him.
Also, we are giving away Xbox, Nintendo Switch, a bunch of other stuff. Comment DM us on Patreon what you want. 7-day free trial right now if you want to get one of the prizes. Watch the extra content, drunk episodes. You get 20 minutes of extra of this podcast as well. And how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's good to see you. So you've been spending an increasing amount of time with Yummy Mama over there, is what you call her. I just want to ask.
Who said that?
Landon did in a text. In a FaceTime.
You guys don't have each other's numbers.
We can't fall asleep at night without talking to each other. So, right? Exactly. So we do a fun thing of what's your favorite thing about Tara and your least favorite thing?
What's my favorite thing?
Favorite and least, unfortunately.
Why do I have to be put on the spot like this?
Because it's a podcast.
Because this is about you, fair. Unfortunately. Yeah, yeah.
What's my least favorite thing? I'm trying to think of the bad part first.
Oh, so you got the good part locked in.
Can you help me
with one? It's like a sandwich, you know? He hits you with the bad and then brings in the good, and it makes you feel better.
Can you hit me with one? Can you help me?
About your least favorite thing about me?
Yeah, can you help me with one? Like, what do you think?
Like, does she talk too much?
I think I'm perfect, much? So.
He goes, well, that's
I feel like I haven't found a least favorite thing yet.
That's so nice.
Oh, wow. It's very political. Are you running for... Yappy Land office or what's going on there? And that's cop out. What size shoe do you wear?
About a 10.
Brother, those shoes are way bigger than a 10.
No, I swear this is about a 10.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys are playing footsie.
It's what we do. We're boys, all right? Yeah. We go fishing on weekends and we touch toes on weekdays. It's what we do. I do want to start off by saying you guys were in a music video together. How did that come about? How did you cast? Why did you cast the infant over there, little tiny girl?
The infant is crazy. Basically, we were, obviously I did this song a few months ago, and then I was talking to some friends and some people on my team about doing the video, and I was like, reach out to her because I feel like she'd be a cool match for it.
Did you guys experience a swapping of DNA during the music video? I didn't know if there's a kiss scene. And kiss scenes are fine. A lot of DiCaprio does it all the time, and he's a great actor. So
We did not.
It was a fake lean in.
A fake lean in.
It was a fake lean in.
So there's no touching of the talking holes.
No.
No. You didn't have to preface. I wasn't bringing up any more holes. I was going talking hole, food hole, that's it. All right.
Got it. No, it was a fake lean in.
Okay.
You'll see it.
It was a fake lean in.
Yeah.
In a car.
Well, the music video is already out.
Yes.
And how did you feel? Is this your first time acting?
Yeah. We had like a fight scene.
Yeah, that one.
That one was hard.
Stop fucking laughing.
Yeah, it was a hard one to do.
Like a domestic
type
of fight. Okay, no.
Were you guys like screaming at each other or
were
you actually screaming?
No, after you, like, you kind of pulled me hard.
That's what she said. What? I pulled you hard.
No. Remember, there's a fight scene, and then the director was like, pull her back. Like, she's going to turn her back to you, like, pull her back. You're like, you kind of pulled me hard. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh, I said you kind of pulled me hard.
Yeah,
you did. But it looks really real, and we were, like, yelling at each other.
Did it feel good when he pulled you hard?
And what were you saying in the moment when you were fighting with each other?
I said,
you're a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I think I said you're a fucking piece of shit.
Well, Maude was showing you how to do it.
Yeah.
And then I basically was able to like opt out of having to.
Yeah, it was supposed to be us fighting, but it just ended up me screaming at him.
I mean, just like trying my hardest to keep a straight face.
That checks out. Well, what? Yeah. So you had a gay face on? I don't understand. In the scene?
So dumb.
Which we're an ally of. Oh. Big June behavior on this podcast, right, Jared?
Jared has two moms.
I do have two moms.
Do you have any lesbian tattoos?
Any lesbian?
What does that even mean?
I'm seeing if he's an ally. Can I see if this guy's an ally for a second?
I'm an ally, but I don't know if I
No lesbian tattoos? Doesn't feel like it. I mean, we all have lesbian tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a pair of scissors on my lower back. Jared, what do you got?
I have the equality bands right here.
See?
Oh, sick.
And then Tara, you've got, and then you're just a lesbian. So, like, you're good. And Alyssa, too. I think they're kind of dating. Sorry about that, boss. Okay, so you guys are in a music video together. Mod Sun is directing. First time he's directed one of your music videos?
First time he's directed one of my music videos.
How'd you feel about that?
I love Mod.
Yeah.
He's the best person in the world.
I want to say something, and I would appreciate if you didn't hit me after I said it. I didn't know Mod Sun was a singular human. I thought it was a group until this moment.
God, you're out of touch.
I am out of touch. It's youthful stuff. Great. It's pretty sick. How does that happen? He just wanted to direct something, or did you hit him up to direct something?
Well, he did, you know Machine Gun Kelly?
I've heard of him.
He did Machine Gun Kelly's movie. It's called Downfalls High. It was like a 2-hour like YouTube
musical. Did you watch
musical.
It?
I auditioned for it.
No, you didn't.
Swear on my life. pull it up right now. If
you guys are you actually serious?
Swear my life I did. Yeah.
That's so funny.
But I mean, I could prove it. I definitely did, though. It's just going to take a while in my email.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, this is...
No, no.
Are you serious?
Now I got to pull
it up. No, I'm not... I didn't say yeah, yeah, yeah to like discredit
Anyways,
you.
Anyways, Mod directed that.
Zach, you don't have to pull it up, man. Wait, real quick. What's the song called? What's it about? I want to get a feel for that.
So my role in this movie was going to be Ricky.
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out which one to answer.
A lanky, fabulous, and not afraid of anything. Ricky is a security guard. I only had two scenes, and I still couldn't get it.
That's okay.
I just don't know if you want to talk to Maude and maybe bring up. It's kind of messed up. You. Thank you so much. Jared, you had a question?
What's the song called and like what's it about and all that?
It's called Over You. It's like a breakup song.
I've never been through one. Are they bad breakups?
I don't know.
Because my mom's been through two divorces. Is it similar to that? Just less paperwork?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
That checks out. When do you think you and Tara will break up? Just because statistically
I know.
I'm saying statistically you're so young though. If you do start dating, there's no chance it lasts. So I'm just seeing if
Oh my God, Zach.
Like if you had to put a date on it with a time in like a year and a month and a weekday or something.
Poor Landon.
Hit him with it.
Why me?
I don't know.
Landon. I literally warned him about this, and I feel like he didn't know how crazy this podcast was.
Yeah, you really threw him in the lion's den.
You'll notice, Landon, that I'm going to throw things out there that might not pique your fancy, and you might say to yourself, I never want to see that man another day in my life. And to that, I'll say,
understandable.
Yeah, that checks out. I think that every time I come on this podcast.
Come on this podcast? I thought you were a part of it now.
We'll see after this one. God.
My favorite thing in the world to do is go watch sports live. And Jared's favorite thing to do is what? Go to?
Concerts live.
Exactly. If you want that live experience without all the hassle of thinking you're getting scammed when you're buying tickets, all the blah, 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 use SeatGeek, the wonderful sponsor of this episode. SeatGeek is the best place to get your tickets because it's affordable pricing. Ever heard of getting tickets for a good price? That's what SeatGeek does, huh?
There are more than 70,000 events happening on SeatGeek right now. And right now I'm scrolling through the concert section and look at that. Tyler Childers is coming to Los Angeles April 5th with tickets as low as $86.
And my favorite part is each ticket on the app or the website is rated on a scale of 1 to 10. So look for the green dots. Green means good and red means bad. So you essentially know if you're getting a good ticket or not. They're actively not trying to scam you like other places, like hike up the price, because you can see if you're getting a good price for your ticket. SeatGeek is transparent. The 28 million downloads on their app, that's how you know you can trust them. If you want to go to a concert, a live anything, if you want to go to a sporting event and you're not using SeatGeek, you're probably wasting money, to be completely honest.
And speaking of taking care of their customers, SeatGeek is the only website that lets you return your tickets ahead of the events with swaps.
And statistically, if you're going on a date with a current new partner or someone you've been going out with a long time, live events apparently brings your hearts together in such a way where it lasts longer and it heals relationships, and that's science. So if you want to go do something live, use SeatGeek and get your relationships back in order.
And right now you can use our code Dropouts for $20 off your first purchase at SeatGeek.
That is $20 off having a good time, huh? Just free $20 because you're going to go see Drake. Yes, yes, yes. With promo code Dropouts when you go to download the app of SeatGeek. And make sure you click the link in the description to download the app. Remember, code Dropouts, get $20 off your first event. Even if the event's like, oh, it's like $30. Oh, and then it's $10 for the event. You understand how math works, huh? SeatGeek, thanks for sponsoring this episode. How long have you been doing music?
I started off by rapping when I was like 13.
No way, like a little Maddie B moment?
No, it was more aggressive than Maddie B, I'd like to think.
You're like, I'll give you my crayons and I'll chop them up too. All of these colors, they know they run through. Anyway.
It rhymed with blue.
Speaking of blue, your eyes. Has Tara found a map of how to get out of there?
I don't know. Ask her.
Tara? Be honest, Tara. Look at me in the eyes, Tara. Have you ever looked at him and said, man, you have beautiful eyes?
I actually have.
And how was that?
He does have beautiful eyes.
You have the eyes.
They're
of
like
a,
silver.
Can I be honest? The eyes of a summer ghost.
Really?
God. Ooh,
wow.
That was poetic.
I'm a little bit of a ghost in the music video.
It's fucking Shakespeare.
Yeah, let's bring it back to you. No worries. What did you want to talk about?
You said ghost in the
music video.
No, I just,
you're good. You're good. You're good. Obviously, tell me, the yummy show. Go ahead. If you want to.
You know what? I'll leave. The views will drop.
Not with Landon here. We got our new guy. Our new boy. We're kidding, Tara. Of course. Okay, you wanted to speak about his blue eyes. What did you want to say?
I didn't bring up his blue eyes. You did.
Have you ever looked into him for more than 5 seconds?
Yeah, I have looked at them for how long? 5 seconds?
5 seconds or more.
Yeah, I mean, we did a music video, so.
No blinks?
I don't know if I blinked. Nice. I didn't keep track of my blinks.
I do. I do 182 a day.
So dumb. So dumb.
So you want to be a big, big rock star right here?
It's the goal.
Do you need any bandmates?
Yeah, what do you play?
Huh?
What do you play?
Triangle? My heart gets played
triangle.
A lot.
Triangle.
I'll do anything to a triangle, yeah. More of a box guy. I really beat those up. But if a triangle, if you need me for a triangle, I'll get in there. Yeah, I'll do anything to a shape. What do you play?
I could try it. I could play the guitar.
Nice. I've heard of it. And you're a singer as well?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing the national anthem straight to camera?
I do not.
No? You're good?
No.
Okay. We have every guest do it just to see if they're patriotic. But if you
really?
Don't, yeah, you're totally good.
I guess
totally
you're not patriotic.
I am. I am.
No, it seems like it.
He's like, I am. I swear I like America.
I love America.
No, people do call you Eagle in the streets just because you are so patriotic.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yep.
That's
yep.
my eagle.
That was really good.
I like that, yeah.
How long have you been a little eagle girl? There she
frozen.
Is. You seem a little tense. Why is that?
It's just early.
It's early.
It's early in the morning, yeah.
Okay, you're just, it feels like you really hope this goes well. Is that because of any certain reason or what's going on there?
No, you're stressing me out, man.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to express as a friend, I'm starting to see why. Why am I stressing out?
Because I feel like Landon's very professional.
He's the best.
And
we
you're
go
like,
way back.
You're like, I like boxes and pussy.
I never said the last
never
one.
Never said that. You're putting words in his mouth.
You know I'm a dog
I'll put
guy.
Put something else in his mouth.
What?
What are you know. Throwing in there?
Did you just say that you would throw a labia my way, essentially?
A labia is insane.
Why is that insane? Sorry, I like to get medical with my fellatio.
I didn't know what that word meant until I met you.
Thank you.
Which one?
Fellatio.
I don't know what that means.
He also didn't know what pathogen means.
It's okay.
You gotta open your vocabulary.
He's a rock star. He doesn't need to know
I
words.
Hit you with the word you didn't know what it meant.
What was that?
Cathartic. You didn't know what it meant.
Oh, fucking got you.
Got you.
We got you. We're we.
You're a we now?
Yeah. We're such a team.
Actually,
such
can
a
we reshoot the music video and can we have Zach take my part?
Oh, yeah. We're a duo like Mod Sun. Him and I. Yeah.
Mod Sun's one person.
Yeah, I'm just making a callback. It's a little joke. I apologize.
It's okay.
Duo
okay.
like Mod Sun. Did you think it was like Mod and Sun?
I just thought it was a band called Mod Sun.
Okay,
like, oh, I can't wait to go see Mod Sun tonight. I'm like, oh, dude, their drummer rips.
Oh, gotcha.
It's all the same guy, apparently. Yeah. Are you a moon guy or a sun guy? Do you stay up late?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Can't sleep sometimes.
I get it. You got some demons.
Yeah.
What do you think that's all
fighting
about?
Fighting them.
What? When did the darkness start taking over?
I think it was after Harry Potter.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, shit. I mean, that traumatized all of us.
Yeah.
Dementors took your soul?
Yep.
You're a Harry Potter guy?
I am, in fact.
What house?
Yes.
Slytherin.
And it checks out. Do you think you are, okay, I'm going to be wild for a second. You're giving off such possibly Ravenclaw energy.
Really?
But I could see the wrapper being, and I mean your exterior seems Slytherin. Yeah. But I see underneath there's that deep boy that's waiting to get out. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Ravenclaw's
he's
got
trapped.
You. Yeah, he is trapped. I'd love to free you sometime. Yeah.
Please.
Take you out of those chains.
Yeah, you let me.
Tarky's putting
me know.
You two in the bedroom.
What?
Wait, huh? What?
What did you say? What did you say?
I said...
Tar keeps what in the bedroom?
Friendship. Fellowship.
Yeah.
A reason to smile.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about Tar's dog?
I like it.
Sorry,
I like him. I like him.
Do you ever feel that it screams to such a capacity that it hurts your eardrums?
I've only met it once.
Actually... I refuse to like bring sugar around Landon too much because he's a lot. And he's like, bring the dog. And I'm like, no.
Why?
Bring dog.
Bring dog.
Why do we not get the same treatment?
Because this is my job and I'm going to bring my dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm not going to bring my dog to a 13-hour music video shoot. I'm trying to be professional at.
Bring dog.
Bring dog. He went to text me. He's like, bring dog. I'm like, no.
You bring dog to shoot.
No. So he's only met sugar once, like outside my house for a second.
Sugar is the opposite of sweet, which is ironic.
Sugar was so sweet, right?
Yeah, I feel like he was nice.
He's like,
oh my God.
He has no idea who this dog is. He's like, what is it? It's a cat, right?
To be fair, it was for like 1 second.
Gotcha. What did I say he looks like? The one from Despicable Me.
Oh, he looks like the dog from Despicable
Me. Oh, he does.
Yeah.
He does. He has the energy.
Like Gru's dog?
You kind of look like Gru, too. Just on the outside. Inside, you're Tara Yummy. Outside, Gru.
I mean, I'll take it because Steve Carell plays Gru and Steve Carell's hot.
After she told me that one, I was like,
oh, yeah.
That's something.
Yeah, we've been talking. We've talked about like Steve Carell and how I think he's hot.
Do you have
other one?
Sal?
Oh, Sal Volcano. Yeah.
We're going to get him on the podcast.
We're getting him on the podcast. That's really exciting.
You better watch out. Do you have any celebrity crushes yourself?
I probably do. I was like, used to like Kate Upton and.
Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know.
Whoa, what a throwback. I haven't heard that name in forever.
There was the video of her Dougieing. Or no, no, Cat Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
That brother, something tells me you.
When I was like 13.
You've held your phone in your left hand. You've watched that video in your right. I mean, no.
No.
Some tells me you held that video in one hand and the other hand was not on your phone.
No.
Promise?
Promise. Not to the fucking Cat Daddy.
Oh,
but to others.
Of course. Both being a 13-year-old boy once. No?
I wasn't. Yes. No, I skipped that year.
Oh, really?
It's scary.
My parents bought me her swimsuit, like Sports Illustrated cover.
Wait, your parents are so cool for that.
Oh, yeah. That was my birthday present.
I was so obsessed with Kate Upton. Who else? What was the one? She was in Cameron Diaz, I used to like too.
Oh, yeah. Holiday? Have you seen The Holiday?
I don't know if I saw that one. Oh, it's an emotional picture. I saw some good ones.
You a Christmas guy?
I am a Christmas guy.
You like to frolic among the jingle bells?
Love it.
You love a good rom-com?
I can do a rom-com.
Pop that DVD in if you got it and go watch those beautiful blue eyeballs. Put that on that Cameron Diaz flick. All right?
I'll be there.
And you text me the whole time to see what you think. Scene by scene, please.
Okay, scene by scene.
What's it like kind of growing up watching the spotlight and then transitioning it to your own spotlight?
It's cool. It's definitely cool to see. Yeah. And it's like with when it comes to music, because that's really what like I love like the most. And it, when you do pursue music, you kind of hope that it gets like traction and like people pick it up and enjoy it and relate to it somewhat. So, I mean, it definitely like they go one in one with each other, you know?
What age did you feel like you had your own stories to tell?
The kid had a face tattoo at 17. I feel like he grew up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I definitely did grow up quickly.
Do you go to like your dad and be like, hey, face tat time? And he's like.
No, I didn't tell him. I told him that I was like, he saw it right when I got it. And I told him I drew it on.
Did he get mad at you?
Well, he didn't know until like 2 years later. And I was like, by the way, this is real.
2 years?
2 years. Yeah. He thought you were drawing it on every day.
I think because I used to do that as a kid. Like it was a tattoo that I really wanted like for a really long time.
Was it because of the rapper phase?
No, I just always wanted it.
Okay.
Well, he has face tats.
Yeah, I just feel like he can't say anything, right?
Yeah, he can't.
Now, I'm sure your dad is like a huge influence on like wanting to get into music and the music that you make now.
Of course,
now.
Yeah.
But
you
did
help
he
him out. You should let him in your band.
I know, right?
Let him is crazy.
And me too.
But did he ever push you in a different direction other than music, like from his own experiences in the industry?
No, I think he could tell like from a young age that I really, really loved it.
Yeah.
And because I'd like to think I would pick up on things pretty quickly.
Yeah.
The first like music experience I had was on the drums, and I learned the drums, and then I started doing like singing stuff because I figured out that I liked that a little bit more and like the writing aspect of things. And so I always like played in like I used to do like Battle of the Bands.
That's cool.
Growing up and stuff like that.
Was there a sense of pressure with starting?
Of course. Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you, I mean, because it's a little bit like Bronny James. I mean, I don't know if you keep up with basketball, yeah. But I'm sure it's a strange thing to try to carve your own lane. It's like, I'm just as passionate, but people will always be comparing. I'm sure that's got to be a little tough.
Yeah. I mean, with Bronny, like, also such a sweet kid, such a kind person. Yeah. But with him, they're both doing basketball, you know? And yes, with me and my dad are both doing music, but like, I feel like it kind of helps me out a little bit because I'm singing and my dad plays the drums, you know?
And then you told me, you said you could drum better than him.
Yeah.
And he's washed. I just wonder what that means. You said he doesn't have the
drum circles around me.
You said he doesn't have the wrist that he used to.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But you do. You play drums? I'm assuming.
I'm not very good, but yeah, I can like hold a beat. You know?
What do you got? So guitar, drums, you got anything else?
Triangle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's tough. And that's another basketball reference. The triangle is a big play.
Yep.
Or a big way to run an offense. Yeah. See, Tara, boys talking sports. I knew we'd get along. Yeah. We're boys.
I literally asked him last night if he was a Lakers fan. He was like, if I had to pick a sport, it'd be Lakers.
Well, basketball is definitely my favorite.
Yeah, me too.
Did you ever play sports?
I played basketball.
Do you still play?
I'll mess around here and there.
He has the height for it.
Growing up, I didn't. I was like 5'3" until I was 17.
Jeez.
Your
legs must have hurt that year. It's the crazy girl spurt.
They used to keep me up.
How tall are you?
6'1"
Maybe. Well, I was the same way. Do you ever sit in a car and you could not even sit in a car because your legs hurt so much?
Yes.
Because I was growing, I was 5'2".
This is the most egotistical tall man talk I've ever heard.
No, but you don't even understand.
God, I can't even sit in a car. I'm so tall.
If you have crazy, because I was 5'2". And then
5'2" with some attitude.
I was like 16 or 17 when I grew. It was crazy.
I was like called like short. Like I remember like all the time. Like not like all my friends, I was like the shortest one out of all my friends.
And now look at you now.
I know. And now I like I'm taller than like my best friend Mikey. He's like 5'6" and he like towered over me.
I've known Mikey for probably 5 years, 6 years.
The greatest.
That's kind of crazy.
Good kid.
Where'd you guys meet?
We met on Fortnite.
No way.
It's so cute.
We met on Fortnite and I was like, you're so trash, whatever. And then the day after we played again, I was like, you want to come over?
Please come over. I just need a friend.
I need a friend.
Alyssa. Dude, I get too many women around.
There's only two of us.
Just 4 men.
I was just around women all weekend.
Oh, what'd you do?
I was with my mother and granny.
Oh, yeah. In Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
I was so jealous you were in Vegas. I love Vegas.
Well, you should have came, but we were doing wholesome things, so you would have had a good time.
Yeah, you were celebrating your grandfather's 85th birthday while I would be in the casino running it up.
And I don't know, whenever you're around my grandpa, just what he told me, this is just what he told me. He said, I'm too old to try anything like that. And she just, it's just,
oh,
you keep bringing it up.
My old man thing?
Yeah. Mm. She has an affinity for very old men.
Yes, I've heard.
Yeah, like expressingly old.
True. I've also never met Grandpa Larry. I've met your other grandfather.
And?
Very good looking man.
She said type 1 diabetes gets her going.
She said, I'm trying to smooth out those wrinkles on his face. I don't even know what that means, but I knew it was not Christian.
I didn't say that.
We have a game or something? Something fun?
Yeah. Do overrated or underrated?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to play a game?
Let's do it. Okay, what if he's like, no? And we're like, sick.
I would be like, okay.
You're like, yes, Father. Thank you, Squarespace, for sponsoring this episode. Essentially 2024, if you don't have a website, you're living in the past. You might as well hook yourself up to a wagon and a horse. I don't know why you're in a car because it doesn't make any sense. You're a professional, right? Then go to squarespace.com and get yourself a website. If you're a blogger, photographer, if you sell things online like we do, the easiest way to have an e-commerce website like us is to use Squarespace. Also, if you're that photographer and you want to show off your portfolio and you want to show your pictures in the best quality they can be, do Squarespace because Instagram decompresses your little pictures and they can't see the actual quality. So you're a chef and you want to show off all the things that you make. Essentially, your identification of who you are career-wise or hobby-wise can be beautifully made on a website using Squarespace. Squarespace. Get it.
And you don't even have to know how to code because they have award-winning templates for you to use that are drag and drop.
So if you're nervous, like, I don't know how to make a website, should I hire the government to do it? No, essentially it's a drag and drop feature. Within minutes, you can have a stunning, professional-looking website for whatever need you have.
So get your website today by going to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, squarespace.com/dropouts to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you, Squarespace.
Have you ever wanted money, but you don't have it in your pocket? And you're like, I wish there was just a quick and easy, simple way I could just put cash in my pocket. How about Rocket Money? You want to know how it gives you that money? Because it's already your money that you're losing for absolutely no reason. It itemizes your subscriptions online and tells you, sometimes you're double paying for subscriptions. We're in a subscription world now on the internet. Everyone wants to do a subscription. And other things you'll sign up for, but like, I haven't used that in years, yet you're still paying month to month all of these things. Get this, every year, the average Rocket Money customer gets $740 back. If you don't sign up and use Rocket Money, you're technically just losing money for no reason. And it's one of the only services just gives you free money back for no reason. Just here you go. Here's some money for you, huh?
So if we weren't clear with what Rocket Money is, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Again, that is rocketmoney.com/dropouts. Rocketmoney.com/dropouts.
Thank you, Rocket Money, for sponsoring this episode. Do you have an online business, but you're a little nervous about the whole shipping aspect because that is
daunting, to say the least.
To say the most, it is easy.
With ShipStation.
Shipping can make or break your sale. As a business grows, especially small businesses, you do not want to mess up your shipping. Customers get mad when things are late or they don't come at all. If you want to dial in your business, you need to dial in shipping first and foremost. I'm telling you. And with ShipStation, that is the easiest way to start shipping things online.
And whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands, ShipStation lets you automate your routine shipping tasks and easily handle returns.
Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of the companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. That is beautiful. And if you're like, I don't know what to do. I kind of want to test it out, but I'm a little nervous. I already have this shipping thing, but I know I can be more efficient. Try out ShipStation. They have a free trial. You're not losing anything, but you're gaining so much.
And shipping can be one of the most expensive parts of a small business. And that's why with ShipStation, you get industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates.
Optimize and keep your momentum for growth with ShipStation. Use promo code dropouts today at ShipStation.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial. That's 2 months of free ShipStation. Shipping easy with ShipStation.
Again, that is ShipStation.com and use our promo code dropouts for a 60-day free trial.
Thank you to ShipStation for sponsoring this sweet, sweet episode.
All right. So overrated or underrated, I just have some things and you're just going to tell me what you think. Overrated or underrated?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, sex.
What? Why are we jumping so quickly into this?
Okay, do you want me to go to
Do you
want to
look at your shirt? Did you want to look at your shirt?
Why are we jumping so quickly into this?
They get more wholesome.
I feel like they should have ramped up to this. Yeah. All right.
I feel like sex is properly rated.
I agree.
Overrated.
What? Underrated.
Underrated, really?
I think it's rated.
Overrated.
I feel like you'd rather just cuddle up and watch a movie.
I would watch Band of Brothers back to back.
Over sex?
Yeah, just because it's like, what? I'm moving my hips. I already worked out today. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be inside someone else. I feel so invasive. You know what I mean? Oh, now you want to go there and, like, lick it? Like, come on. Can we all just hang out and watch a movie? And you know what makes me, Landon, stay with me on this one.
Okay.
This is what gets me going, is if I bring a sweet, sweet woman over to my house, and I think we're going to be watching, like, I'm like, hey, let's watch a movie. I expect to watch a movie. And then sometimes boobs will be out.
Oh, and no.
No, but listen.
Oh, the end
God
of the world.
Forbid.
Yeah, but they'll
got some chesticles out.
But they'll do it during a major plot point in a movie or TV show. It's like, no, we can't miss this. So I'm flopping these milkers around. In the meantime, I'm like, can you please watch Leonardo? He's about to spin this thing, and we're going to see if he's really in the dream or not.
Yep.
You get it. Anyway.
What is that? Inception?
Yeah.
Such a banger.
Thank you.
Congrats to Christopher Nolan for winning his first Oscar.
Thanks, Jared, for bringing that up. He was like, I hope he brings it up on the Dropouts podcast.
Listen, I got to root for my boy, you know?
All right. In-N-Out.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Rated.
I agree. It's like, it has the right.
Fire. I can't say underrated because everybody overhypes it, but it's good. It lives up. So
as somebody that didn't grow up here, massively overrated.
Really? It's like a comfort for me.
Phenomenally love it. I mean, I grew up in Vegas. It was also there.
Yeah.
And I'm a Shake Shack guy. I'm a Shake Shack guy.
Wait, what do you say?
Whoa. You furrowed your brow in such a way that you don't enjoy the three different meats they put in their patties and the potato bun.
Yeah, I don't think it's In-N-Out.
Ooh. The boys are fighting.
Next one.
Disneyland.
Underrated.
Oh, grossly overrated.
Underrated.
I think it's in. I love Disneyland, but in California, I think it's overrated.
No. So overrated.
I think people make fun of Disney adults, and I don't like it.
I can't stand Disney adults.
You like Disneyland.
I do, but I'm not a Disney adult.
I am.
You'll never catch me at Disneyland wearing, like, the biker vests.
Or have you ever seen the fucking vests? Hats?
What?
There's Disney biker gangs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, there is.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Yes. It's a thing.
The good game.
Oh, sorry.
And it'll be like Mickey's and Minnie's or like something like that. And they'll all like go. And some of them will fucking fight.
At Disney?
Yes. I swear to God.
I can't think of anything less threatening than a Disney gang. You know? And just like, what are you getting a fight over?
And they'll walk around like 10
people deep and they'll like hang out and they'll be like you know how there's different like kind of like cities
yeah
in Disneyland. They'll like rep their Disneyland.
So like
city.
Frontierland, fantasy.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, I'm Toontown till I die, boy. Toontown till I die. I love it in there. It makes you feel like childlike wonder.
I do love Disneyland though.
It is a fantastic place. I wish they could reduce the quantity of people by 70%.
Me too.
I feel like they should put a limit on who they let in.
The most privileged thing I'd ever done was, I think it was VidCon or something.
They shut down Spotify or something.
Shut it. Yeah. Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was there two years ago.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, we got to just be in Disneyland without anybody else.
It was awesome.
God, it felt good.
Playlist years ago.
Oh, yeah. They did one at Universal, too.
Universal, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They did that last 2 years ago. Were you there?
Nah.
He's like, I just know about these social media conventions. So
now, Disney World. That's rated.
I've never been there.
Disney World.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Because I personally, I'm a roller coaster guy, and all that Disneyland has is the Incredicoaster. And
nope, that's California Adventure.
It's basically the same thing.
No, it's not. You have to go across the park. It's a different thing. You can get a park hopper and go to California Adventure, but that's not Disneyland. The Disneyland roller coasters are Space Mountain, Splash Mountain.
It's not a roller coaster.
Thunder. What?
Splash Mountain is not a roller coaster.
There's a drop.
It's a water ride.
And water rides suck.
Okay, fine.
I love the water.
Actually, Splash Mountain's closed now.
Marvel movies.
Overrated.
No, underrated.
Underrated.
Big Marvel guy.
Hell yeah.
Loki, fire.
Oh,
that's a TV show.
Great fire. TV show. Fire. God, that second season. Oh. I'm with Landon on this one. Underrated. Fire.
Okay, do you have any other explanations of why you think it is underrated? Before we move on,
because Zach hates them and he's about
too.
To.
I don't hate them all.
I hate them too.
You have Iron Man right there.
Yeah, no, it was Jared's. And it got broken by our
bulldog. Our dog viciously attacked it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was a bulldog thing. So I just have a hard time. Like, there are ones I like. I like Thor Ragnarok. I like the original Spider-Man with, you know, the Sam Raimi, whatever. There's some good ones in there. It's not just Marvel movies.
I don't like superhero movies.
Yeah.
You too?
No. Not necessarily that. I have a hard time with movies that don't have any stakes. So if I know that everyone's going to be fine at the end, like it's a hard time for me to be as invested.
I don't love the multiverse, but apparently it's going to be done soon.
You whispered that like it's a secret. It's going to be done
soon. In that one movie where he snapped and half the people went away, I was like,
if they just left it there.
Yeah, they just left it there would have been fantastic. But also, they'd already announced 84 other Spider-Men. I'm like...
There's like Spider-Woman now.
I'm like, yeah, he's going to survive.
Madam Web.
Like, why is everybody
What's
like,
happening? Well, how many Spider-Mans are there?
Next one.
Well, there's a lot. If you want to get into the lore,
don't understand it. And you know what I don't like? I don't like plot holes in movies and when other people play like a bunch of Spider-Men. I'm like, I just don't understand. Why couldn't we just stick to one?
Well, because there's the Spider-Verse.
I don't want to actually know why. There's a Spider-Verse?
Yeah, there's a whole Spider-Verse. If you see the Miles Morales Across the Spider-Verse movies.
Banger movie.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Banger movie.
Like that movie, I think, is almost 3 hours long and it ends on a cliffhanger. And if the third one was ready, I could have sat through another 3 hours in that theater. It was so good.
Banger.
God. Okay. I'm passionate.
When they like
this.
Show all the, I'm talking about the newest one. Mm-hmm. When they show all of the different like Spider-Men and they're all like chasing Miles.
Oh dude, that scene. And they're going up that like space bridge and it's, oh God, it's so good.
And then what's his name? Is that Childish Gambino?
Oh,
And then he's like a human in the cartoon world. It was executed so well.
So perfectly. He makes a cameo as the Prowler because he cameo in Homecoming as Miles' uncle, whatever. It's a whole thing. Okay, Zach's
Miles
nodding.
The Prowler at the end, right?
Yep.
All
Good
right.
Land the plane, people.
Sorry. We're passionate people.
No, you guys are passionate. It was lovely to see.
I think... Landon talking about the Spider-Verse was the longest time Landon's talked on this podcast so far.
We gotta keep talking about that. Anyway, next one.
Okay, The Bachelor.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, yeah, I'd like that's the thing. I haven't really seen it. So.
Want to see the golden one though?
Oh,
with the old guy.
Yep, one seems so wholesome because it feels like they're all actually there for love and not just like time in the spotlight.
Yeah.
I was playing pickleball. I was on his team the other day. In
Are
some
you serious?
Event. No, not his. It was some other. Which guy was it? It was the gay one.
Colton.
Colton
Underwood.
I'm so glad he turned out to be gay. Why? He could get any woman he wants. Dude's a unit. You ever seen him?
No.
God, he's built. Hold on. I get it.
I'm going to look up.
So there was a bachelor, and I think he ended up being gay.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh,
kids got
is
kids
he super
got
good
it.
Looking?
The kids got it.
I want to see him.
Why is TV
oh, my God.
Him?
Yeah, he's a handsome fella.
Can you pull him up?
Can I pull it up on the TV?
Yeah, pull it up there.
Yeah, make sure he's...
sorry.
Show a gorgeous picture.
He's like a, wholesome, handsome.
So burpy today.
He's everything I needed more. I mean, he's so... cool. He's all I ever wanted.
I don't find him that.
Yeah, hold well,
up.
You're
let
wrong.
Me see. Let me see. Let's do it. I feel like I have very specific.
You're
like,
going to like him.
He's attractive.
Oh, he's not old.
He's a gay one.
Oh.
He's attractive, but
I thought this was like, the Golden Bachelor.
No.
Give me the
this
shirtless
is the one.
One
that. Really?
Okay, right there, he looks like somebody's dad, but I'm telling you, in real life, the kids just got it.
That's not my type. I feel like he's too clean cut for me.
Oh, absolutely.
What is your What is more your? What is your type?
Well, it sounds like it's all over the place.
Well,
like
I just
want to
hear,
Carell,
like, say you're at a bar and you see someone, what kind of guy interests you?
I think you know, and I think you're just trying to embarrass me right now.
No, I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm just trying to see what it is. Can I just be interested in who you are without an ulterior motive?
Because you know. You're annoying me.
What is it? Is it tall musicians with tattoos?
You're so annoying.
Is it or is it not?
You're embarrassing me.
She walks off.
Because I'm sweating.
Take a lap. She'll be back. She does this sometimes. Do you mind if we move to our
play the game?
Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
Olive Garden.
I've only been once or twice.
Underrated.
I like Olive Garden, yeah.
The last time I went, it tasted like they'd forgotten their identity. I have to put it out there.
They how never so? Had an identity.
Breadsticks.
When whoa, watch it.
Yeah, hey,
hold on. She thinks she's Italian. She's never been to Italy.
She is Italian.
She's never even been to Italy.
I've never been to Italy.
I'm getting my Italian citizenship. Thank you.
Speak Italian then. Anyway. yeah.
Ciao.
It's good.
You spoke more than her.
Wait, is Italian? Wait, never mind.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. Is Olive Garden Italian?
I'm not going to say it.
What were you going to say?
Is there a language for Italian people? They don't speak English, right?
Italian.
Okay, got you.
No, he's caught up. He just had a question.
Just had to make sure.
Olive Garden is the Tuscan temple, you know? Like, that is, to me, that is the Mecca of Italian food.
That's
isn't that,
crazy.
Isn't that where you use a Snickers?
Where the hell? Shut up.
What happened? No, tell me.
No, shut up.
I just went through something. Really, really traumatic. What? Barrister.
I just hadn't brought up the story in a while.
And why do you have to?
Because
bring
you
it up?
Ate at Olive Garden that night.
No,
let me hear
I
the
didn't.
Story. This is going to be funny.
You've heard it. Jared had sex and he used a Snickers wrapper as a condom. You've heard it.
Oh, yeah. One time Jared had sex and used a Snickers wrapper
okay,
as a condom.
Hey, let's fucking repeat it, Tara.
Actually? Yes.
God.
God
damn it.
Yeah.
And it worked?
Not well.
Pretty.
Each their own.
Pretty rock star, huh? Yeah. You got to get this guy in your band.
I do.
He's more of a groupie guy, but he'll be
there. I feel like viewers of this podcast are probably going to think I'm like the quietest guest you guys have probably had yet, huh?
This is how anticipated.
Or is it like, have you had worse?
No, we've had worse.
Okay.
Who?
Trust me. Why would...
Was I there?
Why would we...
Okay, wait. You think I'm the worst?
No. Okay. No.
You can be honest.
No. I've also not been on this... podcast long enough to say that.
So this is what I'm thinking.
I think you're very kind.
I was just gonna give him his flowers real quick.
Okay.
I think you're a very kind, reserved person. That seems like a very enjoyable person to be around. And since you are a little bit more reserved, you wait, you think when you talk, which is okay. And sometimes, you know, you don't say a lot of things. And then on my end, I try to overcompensate because I'm on a podcast, so I try to speak too much. So I think this is why I think it's going to happen. I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh, he's cool, he's laid back. And then they'll be like, Zach, on the other hand, this guy can't stop talking. In reality, I'm just trying to...
It's good.
I'm trying to fill the air.
It helps me talk more.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure
Brandon's shy.
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't see it. I feel like you're good.
You're not the worst. I never said that.
Okay.
Okay. She's like, we're good.
Have you always been like this shy?
What'd
you do?
What was that?
What? I was admiring friendship and potential other things.
Welcome to the podcast, Landon.
Valentine's Day.
It depends on the person you're with.
I like Valentine's Day. I don't think it's about like couples and stuff. I think it's about like loving the people around you, like your friends and like your family too.
For how I treat it, it's appropriately. It's a nice day to like take a little time to reconnect. What about yourself?
I'm not anti-Valentine's Day. I like Valentine's Day. I just, one time, like, right before Valentine's Day, I, like, was changing my pants, and I forgot my wallet.
Where is this going?
And I took a girl to dinner.
Oh no.
On Valentine's Day and forgot my wallet.
And then she had to pay?
Yep.
How did she take it?
I was like, can I send it to you? She's like, no, it's fine. And it got brought up later. So I'm kind of anti-Valentine's Day after that one.
I think people's expectations on Valentine's Day are overrated.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think just like a card. I mean, and
to
like
be fair, I invited
flower.
Her to dinner though.
Well, that she knew what she was doing. She was saving that bullet for later because you absolutely could have paid her back and everything would have been fine.
Exactly. Oh, if you're ever with a girl and you do something bad, they'll take that bullet from the conversation. They'll throw that thing in the clip. They'll spin it. Be like, we're going to play Russian roulette with that later.
They'll write your name on it, you know, mark you.
Sometimes you get stray bullets from past relationships. Those ones really hurt. And you get shot with you. Like, yo, I didn't even give you that ammo. Those are a little tough. We have any more?
Yeah, I have more.
Yeah, give me another one. Okay. I like these.
Crocs.
They're so uncomfortable.
What? Really?
I haven't.
Unless you wear them with socks.
Yeah, you have to wear them with socks.
Oh, yeah. You're a psychopath if you're not wearing them.
I've ran them up a few times without socks, and I didn't like them.
Like Blister City.
Yep.
Population U. How are your toes? They unblistered recently?
Yeah, they're good.
They're nice?
Yeah.
Good. Have you ever rubbed his feet? Just a question for our audience.
In what context would I ever do that?
He's had a tough day on set. Yeah. Been running around all day.
You said it. 13-hour day on set.
I was tired on set too.
Okay. Did he rub your feet?
No.
Okay. Then we're just asking questions. No reason to get all piffy paffy.
I'm not piffy paffy.
You're being a little piffy paffy.
Look at how nervous you are. Like you're shredding the paper.
We're shredding guitars and paper over here.
As you beat me to it.
You two are shredding the paper.
So if we were to be in a band, you and me, Landon, obviously.
What would it be called?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
I think it should be something like...
If we put our last names together. My last name's Justice. Yours is Barker.
Justice Barker.
I was thinking Bustus.
I like that.
Who's ready to bust? And we're always like, we play on ice and stuff.
Wait. You could do like a play on words. You'd be like... Who's ready to bust this instead of
tiss? Yeah. I was hearing that.
I'll bust.
Right?
Yeah, I'll bust. That was good. I like that.
Thank you.
Do you have the other game?
Well, I don't know.
Alyssa really wanted to play this other game. I don't know why. It's kind of strange to me. But so, Alyssa, just go ahead and jump into it, I guess.
What game do you want to play?
No.
What?
Yeah, you did.
You did.
She was very adamant.
She was very adamant.
So
about
adamant.
This.
What is it?
This is a newly... dating.
If you were, obviously you're not. You just played it in a music video. So we're seeing how you guys react if you guys were actually dating.
Okay.
Yeah. Like method acting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like doing meth while you're performing.
No. Method acting. It's when you like really get into character.
Who did you explain that to? Me or someone else?
Myself.
Okay.
She's just double checking with herself.
Okay. So these questions are like more like who's most likely to, right? That's what I have both.
You can do whatever you want.
Wait,
this is your game.
I don't
game.
Get it. So who is playing?
Like, I'll ask you.
Are we all playing?
No. Probably just two people. Probably just two.
And then we can chime in with our thoughts.
Probably just two similarly hair-colored people. Similarly dressed.
Don't we all have the same hair color?
No.
Would you consider yourself ginger?
No, God damn it. I hate that everyone thinks I'm ginger.
What's wrong with
being ginger?
Well, because like I'm just not. I have brown hair.
It's like strawberry blonde.
Okay.
He does have some Neanderthal.
What?
That's got nothing to do with it, man.
Have you done like an ancestry 23andMe?
Yes, I have.
And what are you?
I am Caucasian.
Really?
What?
Yeah. And like multiple different, from different places, I guess. Like Italian, Scottish, Irish, all that.
All over the board.
All those flavors of privilege.
And then Portuguese.
Yeah, you're good then. Whoa, what?
The one thing I say it all the time, and you're like, whoa.
Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, I'm actually a little bit Native American, too.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food of Native Americans?
I don't know. I just looked at
the data. Yeah.
So you're a Neanderthal.
Yeah, I have...
Ooga Ooga?
I have, like, more... Neanderthal DNA than like
it's so funny
than like 89% of the population.
Holy crap.
Why do you think he always loves mallets? Every time we go out and like a dog will try to get a big stick, he'll grab it first, go, huh. You know what I mean? That's because you got the Neanderthal thing. I heard through the grapevine you're scared of driving.
I am.
Who told you? What? I just researched.
The grapevine.
Who told you?
I FaceTimed with you at night and you did. Maybe you're a little groggy. Huh? After one of your big shows.
Is that you?
I don't know who else it would be.
She'll call me. She's like, oh my gosh, it was such a good time. And get this. So he doesn't like driving, which I
didn't say that.
What? I'm just telling you what you call me to say.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
What did I say, actually?
Tell me more.
Oh, dude, she can't stop yapping about you.
That's not true.
Do you want to hear it all?
Yes.
Stop. Can you cut this?
No. Like, I
did not say any of this. Don't believe a word Zach says.
So with it. She was like, yeah, hey, I just hung out with Landon. I'm like, oh, cool. How was it? And she's like, honestly, he's the sweetest guy I've met in a long time. Aww. And then she'll be like, she's like, you know something quirky? He doesn't like to drive. Scares him. I said, you know, that's okay. I was like, I feel like it's very rock star to not drive on your own. She said a lot more things, but I don't think I'm allowed to say.
Okay.
That's okay.
Solid.
Who's more likely to fake their own death?
Ooh, this is an interesting one.
Tara would just think she's dead.
What do you mean?
I think I died.
What happened, Tara?
I don't think any of us are going to fake our own death.
Yeah, I think that's a wild
that's,
one.
Yeah, I don't think either.
Yeah, but what if you got an album coming out?
I feel like that's a pretty rock
for
star
an album
move.
Coming out?
Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
To what?
Fake your own death. It's illegal.
Well, I mean, if
you've
only
ever seen it in movies.
If you start like filing the paperwork that you're dead, yeah, I'm sure that's illegal. But I think just generally it's frowned upon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's foul.
Who's more likely to lie on their resume?
Oh, definitely Tara.
Like job resume or
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why definitely Tara?
Because you do it every time we want to ride a roller coaster.
What?
You lie to the people and be like, yeah, I'm definitely tall enough. Look, you know me. I
was a good one.
Couldn't be more tall, me. And they're like, I'm looking at you. I'm like, well, and then you just gaslight them. You're looking wrong.
Who's more likely to send their food back at a restaurant?
I don't think I could ever do that. I'd be too shy. I would just eat it.
Really?
They could spit
I'm more of a don't tell them, but just like order it. Hey, sorry, can I get it like one more?
Different.
I feel like you haven't even touched the burger. I'd love one more. And you know what? Since I didn't say this last time,
we'll get
try
this
medium
one to
rare.
Go.
Yeah.
I feel like I would like kind of like fib a little bit and be like, I don't know. I don't think I would say anything actually because I feel like I feel bad. Yeah.
It depends how hungry I am. If I'm really hungry and like I can't eat it, then I'll just like be like, oh, I'm going to get this one to go. Give it to my somebody.
To my somebody.
Who's your somebody?
I don't know. It was theoretical.
Of course.
Yeah.
Could be. If you play your cards right. This is a nice, don't mess this up, okay? I could be in a band.
It was a music video, Zach.
I'm just asking.
I'm an actor.
Oh, yeah. People keep taking pictures of you guys. Is that weird?
To me, yeah.
But not to you. You've been poppied your whole life.
Yeah.
Is it weird that another human cares about your life so much that they have to secretly take pictures of you?
It's not much of a secret, dude. You see those lights. I was blinded.
Oh, yeah. She was.
They were crazy.
They were going crazy.
She hit me up afterwards. She's like, I was trying to work my angles the best I could. I just hope my jawline was snapped.
I didn't say that. I said I literally could not walk.
Oh, because you were.
No.
Back.
What?
I thought that was like a sexual joke.
It was a sexual joke.
No, it can be if you want it to be. So what's your best subject in school? You're in college right now, right?
No.
Oh. How was your high school experience?
I kicked out of both of them.
For
you
what?
Got kicked out?
The last one, me and the head of the school's son weren't big fans of each other.
Were fists exchanged?
Bad boys.
Yeah. Don't get us copyrighted.
What you gonna do when they
no,
come
stop, Dara.
Every time I sing, I get them copyrighted because really? I'm just so good.
Yeah, I got kicked out of that one.
What did Father think of that?
I don't remember. I don't think he was too mad. I think he kind of went to bat for me, actually.
What are some things?
Dang, that's crazy. How does it feel to have supportive parents?
My mom, growing up, what did your dad? What was he a stickler of? Was it like grades? Was anything like that? Did he get kind of
anything like when it came to like nicotine or
he was
alcohol
against that?
Or like or anything drug related, which is fair.
Yeah.
It's like good parents.
Yeah,
you know, I also don't do drugs, but like anything like I didn't have my first drink until I was like 17, and I was still behind.
I like
back.
He's acting like. I haven't had my first drink since I was 17. It's like, isn't
it's like
it 21?
Yeah.
21 and
I know a lot of people like in high school.
Yeah, I feel like the first
like
time
freshman
I drank
year.
Was like 14.
Like I drank damn near senior year for the first time.
And how was it?
It was a good time.
What was your first drunk experience like?
I peed myself.
Oh.
Hi.
That's yeah. So
just
fun. Kinda,
were you standing, lying
no,
down?
So I was in the car and I was like, had, you know what it was? It was Smirnoff Ice.
Always Smirnoff Ice.
And I was in the car with my best friend, Carl, and I really had to pee. And I was like, oh, my God, I really have to pee really badly. And I basically got a water bottle.
Mm.
Did the
started business.
Started peeing in it.
Tip to top.
And then it
started overflowing, just spraying all over me and Carl.
And Carl?
And Carl got pee on it.
Carl got a golden shower that night.
Oh, you are killing Carl. How does Carl feel about this?
We were just dying laughing.
Oh, and he's just like, oh, dude, we're so funny. He's like, we're so funny. Classic Carl. How's Carl today? Any urine on him?
Hopefully not.
You still boys with Carl?
Yes.
Classic C-man.
His name is actually King Carl X.
Oh, of course. King Carl X. Is he also in a band or music adjacent?
I think he makes music, yeah.
Nice.
Pretty sure.
Do you guys love nicknames?
Love nicknames.
Oh, you want me to tell your nickname?
No, I don't like my nickname.
Oh, wait. I want to hear this now.
A nickname. I didn't make it up.
What is it?
T-word.
His friends made it up.
T-word.
It sounds like you're not supposed to say it.
That checks out.
Yeah, it feels like I'm
at
like...
At first, I thought it was word because she says so many of them.
I like T-word. I'm going to start calling you that.
No!
It's kind of fire, it's though, right?
I don't want this to catch on.
I call my dad T-Dog.
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 So we got T-word, T-Dog.
T-word, T-Dog. A lot of T's. I got no T's in my name. You can't even... There's nothing we can do. Jared, J-Dog?
J-Dog. That's... My mom used to call me that sometimes.
I think my nickname is LB. That's what I
LB.
LB? LB.
That's for cool.
Littlest of boys. Yeah, it's weird. We don't know why he says it.
Or little butt.
Your butt is really small.
It's really small. Little
butt. I think I'm going to skip on that one.
Yeah, I was hanging out with old little butt.
Who?
You don't hang out with little butt?
Wait, that's really funny. Saying that. That's better than Miss Poopy.
Yeah, that is one
Miss Poopy?
Oh, you don't know about Miss Poopy?
You're Miss Poopy?
There, that's one that's got to catch on.
I'm pretty sure she named herself that.
No, David named me Miss Poopy.
Because half of, I don't know if you know this, half of her jokes and banter revolve around fecal matter.
He hates it.
It's not my favorite.
I think she maybe just doesn't do it or say it around me.
I don't.
No. She's on her best behavior around old little butt. Little butt and Miss Poopy. Besties all the way.
Oh my God.
Will they kiss each other? Probably one day. It doesn't matter.
That was good.
Thank you so much. Fast. I want to be in your band so bad. I want to be a rapper, though. It's kind of my life dream.
What would your rap name be?
Just Ice.
Oh, that's good. Like Justice.
It's crazy because I put it down and you picked it right up.
Thank you. I'm so smart.
Are you a freestyle rapper by chance? I was gonna.
I can probably attempt.
Yeah, can you attempt later?
No.
Why?
Come on, little
I don't
butt.
Think. Okay, wait. Can we drop that one? I don't like that one.
Oh, okay.
It takes away from the darkness.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
It takes away from the trauma. From,
like, the trauma and the aesthetic.
I get it. No, I'm butt.
Little butt.
Sorry, LB.
Are we still playing this freaking game?
No, I don't think so.
Well, anyway, we're gonna talk to LB a little bit more on the Patreon. We're gonna get in. We're going to, you know what? I'm going to ask him some deep, dark questions about if they've ever done anything kind of risque together. All right. So jump over to the Patreon. And
it,
also
Zach.
Tickets for the live show down in the description. Thank you, LB. His music video will also be in the description. Make sure you go watch it. Leave a comment that you're from Dropouts. I want to see how many comments we can get over there. That'd be pretty sick. And yeah, also.
Wait, I was such a good actor. You didn't talk about that at all.
I haven't seen it.
It's not
we're filming this like 3 days before it comes out.
Okay.
Anyways, see you guys over there. Thanks for coming on, bud. This was
Thank
fun.
Thank you.
And Tara.
Lovely as always.
Follow me on Instagram @ShaquilleO'Neal. And we'll see you guys. Bye.